frozen.
That's true, right?
That's the sound of frozen turkeys being dropped into a large cardboard collection box outside the city mission. Helping to unload those turkeys was NOCO President Jim Newman. NOCO is celebrating its 80th anniversary. Newman says the company wanted to do something to give back to the local community.
And we've worked with the city mission in the past, and we thought donating turkeys and donating coffee was another way of saying thank you to Western New York for supporting us over the 80 years.
But even with this latest delivery, the city mission's executive director, Stuart Harper, says they still need another 600 turkeys.
We use those turkeys for our meals that we deliver on Thanksgiving morning. We'll deliver over 5,000 meals through the help of about 250 volunteers on Thanksgiving morning. The turkeys are also given out to some local churches that distribute them out to their parishioners. Plus, we need to keep a little bit of a stockpile for going into the winter season for us.
Inside the City Mission dining room, it was bustling with activity as a number of community volunteers and some NOCO employees worked together to serve a warm turkey meal to about 200 homeless men.
Every day we come in. A lot of people don't have any money to buy the meals, so we give that for free. That's a good thing.
Enjoying his meal was James Watkins, one of Buffalo's many homeless, who turned to the city mission for help.
My wife died. Yeah, I had no place to go. And my home, the home I stayed in, was part of a relative's home. So I had to come here and stay here, get back on my feet.
The city mission serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner 365 days a year to homeless and working poor seeking a meal and shelter. With the cold winter weather upon us, the city mission is now at 130% capacity at all its facilities. Watkins tells WBFO News without the city mission support, he would be living on the streets. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.